know, sometimes, don't you think Jesus talks a bit of rubbish? I mean, honestly, have you ever told anybody not to fret? And has it ever, ever stopped them from doing so? I mean, my mother was a professional worrier. She worried about my sister, and of course she had no reason to worry about my sister. She worried about me, and she had good cause to worry about me. But when she hadn't got anything to worry about, she would worry about that because she'd forgotten to think, you know, I must be something I should be worried about. And you can't stop people worrying. And just saying it to them isn't going to stop them. It's never as easy as that. But actually, if you home in on that, you miss really what Jesus is saying. He's really saying that actually listening to the word of God is one of the best ways of dealing with worrying. Because if you listen to the word of God, if you spend time just in quiet contemplation and really think about the word of God, there's no space up there for worry. And when you listen to the word of God and think about the word of God, you can start even to trust in God. And if you trust in God, who has been around for at least 14 billion years and has got some pretty good idea what he's doing, and that he loves you and has been thinking about you for the last 14 billion years, you can start to see that worrying is not that important. And the best way to stop worrying is to start trusting in God. And I've spent the last 70 years trying to work out how to do that, and I still haven't cracked it yet. So it's easy to say, but difficult to do. It's easy to say, stop worrying. It's easy to say, trust in God. But what it needs is a bit of Mary and not just Martha. In other words, what I mean is, you have to work at it. Yes, you know, it's easy for me, isn't it? You know, I've got a nice big place in there. I can go and find, well, when they're not playing things outside in the car park and skateboarding, etc. I can go and find some peace and quiet and sit down on my own and contemplate the universe and God. Can you do that at home? Only when your other half is out or gone to sleep or when the grandchildren aren't around or whatever. You know, so how do we find this time, and how do we use this time? Well, it's about trying to find one or two precious minutes. Because if you start with that, it becomes possible. You know, sometimes I say to people, people would even say to me, can you believe this? People would say to me, they don't say their prayers. I mean, can you believe it? Really? Of course they don't. So my solution is very simple. Right. When you brush your teeth in the morning, say your prayers. You've got nothing else to do when you're brushing your teeth. You might as well say a quick Hail Mary or a quick Our Father. And that's better than saying nothing, isn't it? You know? So it's about finding those little bits of time when you're doing nothing. I do know some people who have a religious book to read, which is in the bathroom, shall we say, when they have a few minutes to themselves, and they would have a little thought at that particular time. Doesn't sound very religious, but it can be very effective, because you've got a bit of peace and quiet. You know? And it's about finding time, little bits of time, because in a busy world, if I say to you, well, you know, just give half an hour to prayer, that's I haven't got half an hour. You know, I can't find half an hour. Half an hour for prayer? I'd have to give up EastEnders. And see, there comes the problem. It's about, where do we prioritize God in our day? Do we think about him at the beginning of the day and then, thank goodness, forget about him for the rest of it until we get to the end of the day? We say, well, thank you for that. Or do we have God in our lives throughout the day? Because that's what we should do. And be thankful for what we have. And trust in him more and more. So the Martha and Mary story is just giving us a glimpse of what we could do. On a hot, sweltery day, with several more being offered to us over the next few days, you could go out and run a marathon. Or you could find a little bit of time just to sit down and be quiet. Sit down and think. And suddenly, a heat wave that hits our country has an effect of helping us to grow closer to God. So, don't worry about the heat wave. Just use it in a productive way.